This is Vectis Radio. Good morning. Right now, though, in the studio, we've got a geezer, the other side, an East Cowes geezer. We have Finders, otherwise known as Finley, but you like to be called Finn.
Yeah.
How are you? Just into that microphone there, Finn. You've gone off microphone there. You've got, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, this is easy peasy lemon squeeze. You take your eye off the ball, haven't you? Now, you're in the process of designing a house.
Yeah.
Because you want to be an architect during the day.
Yeah.
And a professional gamer at night. So your house, your new house that you're designing, it's going to be all white.
Yeah.
Have you thought about this? Because that white's going to show up the dirt, isn't it?
Mind you,
having said that, you got a painter in the family.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah. Look, Dad, if you want to live in my nice white house, you got to keep it nice and white, as you are a painter.
Or instead of dirt, you could, like, put some stone around it, so...
Yeah, you could put some stone around it, but, you know, or you could say to your mum, look, you got to chip in as well if you're going to be living in my house. So in this house is going to be a cinema. How many seats?
Only about 10, 16.
You don't want too many people come around and ruining it, do you? And you're going to have how big is the screen going to be? Not as big as a proper cinema, but you want something sort of, I don't know, guess like whiteboard size, that one up there? That's probably about, I don't know, the equivalent to an 80 or 100-inch screen. That would be good enough, won't it?
Yeah.
That would be all right. So you're going to have a cinema with comfy seats?
Yeah.
You're going to have the things that put your drinks in?
Yeah, and you're going to have like a fluffy armrest.
Would your mum be the usherette? She'd come in and show you where to sit? Because you've got to have somebody to work for you as well in this big house of yours. Maybe your mum at half time could come around with the intermission, you know, do the ice cream thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pay, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, so we've got a cinema and it'll have a big old screen. It's going to have 10 seats, enough for you and your mates, and some family as well.
Yep.
Because you'd let your little brother come in and watch it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, what would be the first film? What would be the best film to watch on it?
Dumbo.
Well, the new one?
Yeah.
Are you going to see that?
Yeah.
Have you not seen it yet?
No.
Have you seen a clip of it?
Yes.
Does it look awesome?
Yes.
It looks really awesome, doesn't it?
I saw it in the cinema and it's so good.
Oh, it's one of those films. My wife said the other day, what should we do, you know, and I said, let's go and do Dumbo. Come on, let's go and do it. Let's just go and do it. And she said, nah, I'll be filled up with kids because it's school holidays. So she wants to wait until the school holidays finish and then go because of kids like you. Stop it, don't you?
No.
Do you rustle your crisps?
No.
Do you rustle your sweet packets?
No.
Yeah, do you slurp your Coke when you're in there?
No.
You don't make any noise? You don't make any noise at all? Oh, that's all right then. It's also going to have a swimming pool, this house.
Yeah.
Is it going to be indoors or outdoors?
Indoors and out.
Well, you're going to have two?
Yeah.
Or does it sort of, you know, it'll be half in and half out?
Yeah, half in and half out, yeah.
We got to get together and redesign that, because I had it indoors, because it's, you know, it'd be good to have it outdoors. If we have a summer like we did last year, it's going to be nice and warm. But during
then if you want to go in there in the winter, it's going to be freezing.
See? That's exactly the reason why. So you're going to have a swimming pool. How big? Mm-hmm. Enough to do some, you know, 20-foot lengths?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to... This is a big house. This is half of East Cowes you're going to have to buy. You have a gaming room as well.
Yeah.
This is where it gets interesting. So a gaming room. What's in the gaming room?
A ping pong table.
All right, table tennis. So we're going to play table tennis?
Yeah.
Ping pong to you. All right.
There's going to be like a little... I don't know how to say it. Like, just a little ball pit.
All right, okay.
In the corner.
Like they've got a jungle gyms or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, something like that.
And some computers.
You like your computers and gaming. You can't get away from that, can you? What about a snooker table? Are you going to have a snooker table as well?
Yeah.
Snooker table, pool table. Full size, half size?
Half size.
Only a half size one. All right, okay. And this is interesting as well, because we've mentioned what you're going to have in your bedroom as well. Now, what are you going to have in your... You're going to have a big bed, aren't you?
Yeah.
A big bed.
A TV.
Yeah.
A shelf. And...
A shelf.
A couple of shelves,
yeah.
Let's
put all your DVDs on.
Xbox and a PC.
All right, so you've got all that stuff as well.
Yeah.
Don't you want to get away from that? When you see what... I'm thinking now we should redesign this. When you go to bed, you go to bed. You've got a gaming room for all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think you should, you know, just think, right, okay, when I go to bed, I'm going to bed to sleep, and then we've got a gaming room for all of those things that you can, you know, you're going to do.
You could make, like, a track around the garden, and you could just do laps on your bike around it or something.
That as well. Now we're getting outside on our bikes now. Sounds a wicked house. Anyway, when will it be ready? I've put the order in. When's it going to be ready?
Loads of years.
Yeah. You might have to start saving. Have you got any savings?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. You might have to add to that bit of saving that you got.